Time to bring in Mike Kosse with a check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good after I lost power yesterday.
Are you
an hour after the storm goes by?
So you lost power yesterday, and I sit here this morning, and I come on, first thing I get is a computer warning from my right computer, which records everything we do on the air live in the morning and which sets up everything. So I've definitely got a hard drive problem, but I've managed to coax that along. And then our live broadcast on Facebook, the audio circuit wasn't working for the first 25 minutes. So after all that, we got everything squared away at about 20 minutes after 6, 20, 25 after 6. But I'm still hoping that this computer makes it for the next 2 hours and 20 minutes. So anyways, on the right.
I love technology. It's great, isn't it?
I love it, especially when it goes bad. All right, so now let's sit here and basically say it is Thursday, August 1st, 2019. The American League champion to play in the World Series is the Houston Astros.
Well, you got a lot of baseball to play.
Well,
things can happen between now and then. It can be considered the favorite, but that doesn't mean they're going to win.
No, but if everybody stays healthy or fairly healthy,
yeah, that's correct.
No one's going to beat them in a 7-game series. It's just not going to happen now with that pitching staff. It was tough before.
Mm-hmm.
You can have home field advantage now, and it's still going to be tough.
See, you have to have the mentality in baseball, no matter what you think, that your starter needs to extend himself at least 7 innings. And the reason for that is that you don't tax your bullpen. Because when you have to play, we'll forget about the one wild card game, a best of five series, a best of 7, and a best of 7, with not a lot of days off in between. And with the prima donna pitchers of today, that if you throw 20 pitches today on Thursday, you can't pitch again till maybe Saturday. You can't go with a pitching by committee bullpen / starter to win a World Series. It's not going to work. If you have an occasional game where a starter doesn't go deep and you have to do it, so be it. But you can't do it over the course of having to win 11 ball games in a month that you have to use your bullpen drastically every day. It's not going to work. I don't care who you are, the Yankees, Houston, whoever. And Houston has the old-school mentality from the last time that they won a World Series of their starters going deep and then extend the bullpen, because they only go with 3 starters, extend the bullpen with the other 2 or 3 starters that you use during the year, give it more depth, use it when you have to, and ride your starters to win a championship. So they parted with 4 players yesterday, 4 minor leaguers it may be, to get Greinke from Arizona. They were willing to part with players to get Greinke. And Arizona was willing to take what they were offering to give him Greinke. The Yankees wanted to give very little to get a lot in return. And it's not going to work. Arizona's not the Yankees. Arizona is not hated by 30 teams in baseball. Right. The Yankees are. The Yankees are known that they have no starting pitching, and whoever wanted to deal to them were looking to fleece them. So the Yankees have to look at the deal that is on the table and either accept it or reject it. The Yankees rejected it. They're going through with what they have, and the die's been cast. If the Yankees were that desperate to win a World Series, as they would have been in days past, they would have made a deal that would have set them up to win a World Series. They didn't. They're not set up to win a World Series. They won't win a World Series.
And the reason they won't even get to the World Series is they got to get through Houston. I mean, it's just it stands now.
You can't overlook some other teams. There's 2 teams that you don't want to play before you get to Houston. You don't want to play the Indians because they have a decent pitching staff. You don't want to play the Red Sox because they have a decent starting staff, and Eovaldi's back. So don't count the Red Sox out yet.
They're dead.
They're going to be in this thing. They play the Yankees this weekend, see how that turns out for them. If the Red Sox even make the wild card, they're a threat to win the World Series. The Yankees could win the American League East. They're not a threat to win the World Series, not to me.
I agree with you. I don't think they're a threat right now unless something miraculous, unbelievable, stupendous happens. But anyways.
Well, baseball's changed the rules. You know how you had a deadline, then you can make extended trades afterwards?
Yeah, you can't do that.
The way
anymore.
I understand it now is that's it.
That's it.
There's
done.
No more trades.
No, it's done. It's done. I know what the Yankees are counting on, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah, they're counting on Severino and Betances to come back. They're not.
And if they do come back, they're not. It's going to be like spring training to them. It's going to be like spring training.
I said in March that the Yankees are disguising the Severino injury. He's not coming back. He's not coming back.
So that's that. Now, the funny thing.
Voight's out for an extended period of time. He may need surgery on a sports hernia.
Yeah.
So that'll shelve him for probably 6 to 8 weeks, and then he has to come back and get himself back in playing condition and get his timing. They're in trouble.
I don't think they're, I mean, well, they're in trouble. There's any shot of winning the World Series is out. So they're not in trouble for the playoffs.
For a team that spends like the Yankees, and their objective is to win the World Series, and anything else is not acceptable.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that 100%. And here's the funny thing about it is. As much as we make fun of them, the Mets are only 4.5 games out of the wild card.
The Mets aren't going anywhere either, though. No, but it's funny how the Yankee fan mentality is just so skewed. Because I saw on social media yesterday these Yankee fans talking, they put on the uniform, we're going to win 110 games and not win the World Series. You really think you're going to win 110 games this year, huh? Marijuana must be illegal in a lot of states that I don't know about.
I don't see.
They're not going to win 110 games.
Yeah, they got that would be a 42 games now in between now and the end of the year. Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I mean, but anyway, so.
How about let's just take it easy, play one game at a time, see what happens. Maybe some players get hurt on other teams, and it gives you a shot.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not going to give the. Should the Astros win the World Series? They should, but there's still a lot of baseball to be played, and an injury here and an injury there. I mean, it really hurts them. If Verlander or Cole goes down, it really hurts the Astros a lot.
Yeah.
And you don't know what could happen. Anything could happen.
All right. So that's baseball. That's baseball.
Yeah, and the Mets are 5 games behind, but they might as well be 50.
What a rotation they'll have, though, if they all stick together.
Yeah, but the problem with that is you have to go to the pen.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Absolutely right.
Unless they convert Wheeler or Syndergaard to a closer, I don't know what they're thinking about.
Yeah.
I don't think they, like I've been saying all week, I don't think they know what they're thinking about.
It's just crazy. Well, anyway, so that's where we stand with that. Anything else to talk? Hey, congratulations. We won at Saratoga yesterday, right?
Yeah, we got a horse paid $660 in a 4-horse race, which wasn't bad. It scratched down. They got a little rain early, took a couple races off the turf. But by the time we ran, the track was fast. And, we got a win. Special Relativity got the job done, ran by the early speed, and paid a nice $660. Singled the horse in the pick four. I made a small pick four ticket yesterday, and I ran second in the 8th race, and that cost me the whole ball of wax. The Ortiz brothers went nuts up there yesterday. Out of 10 races, I think that they won about 8 or 9 of them combined.
Ace.
I know one of them, when I stopped watching, when I lost power, had 5 wins. So that was it. And that's all it takes in Saratoga. One zig when you should have zag, and you're out of the pick four.
All right. So now, what's the pick for Saratoga today?
Well, I think the weather's pretty good up there. So I'm going to go to the last race. It's a maiden special state bred race on the turf. 1 mile on the turf, full field as usual up in Saratoga. I'm going to go to the 7 horse, Salt King, one word horse. Hasn't been out since February 10th at Gulfstream. Ran in the meaty part of the Gulfstream meet, ran in January and February. That's when the meet has a lot of depth. Last time out at Gulfstream, running a 2-turn mile, was second by a nose at 72-1. This horse won't be 72-1. Gets a class relief against running against some tough open company horses at Gulfstream this winter. Back to the New York Breds today. The Son of Animal Kingdom has a 4-1 morning line, and I think gets the job done today. So the 7 horse in the 10th race at Saratoga, Salt King, is our play for the day.